Greetings, St. Paul. I welcome you as you tune in for the Sunday snippet of August 24th. I pray that you have been well and that you have been feeling the light of the Spirit and the Lord shining down on you. I invite you into a comfortable space where you can calm your mind, enter into a prayerful spirit, take a few deep breaths as we begin worship today. We gather in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Join me in prayer. O God, mighty and immortal, you know that as fragile creatures surrounded by great dangers, we cannot by ourselves stand upright. Give us strength of mind and body so that even when we suffer because of human sin, we may rise victorious through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from the 58th chapter of Isaiah, beginning with the 9th verse. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of waters whose water never fails. Your ancient ruin shall be rebuilt. You shall rise up in the fountains of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to live in. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, serving your own interests, or pursuing your own affairs, then the Lord shall take delight in you, and I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of your ancestor Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. So as I began reflecting on the reading for this week, I was brought back to the children's story, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. For those of you who have read this story, you know that we go on a little journey with a little mouse who asks for a cookie, and following that needs one thing that leads into another, which leads into another and into another, going roundabout throughout the whole book to returning at the end, having done so much that this little mouse again asks for a cookie. That book, much like our reading today, is filled with if-then statements. If you give a mouse a cookie, then he'll want a glass of milk to go with it, creating this cause and effect timeline that keeps little kids laughing and adults rolling their eyes, understanding it all too well. But throughout the Bible, these if-then statements are used in a wider variety of ways, all with different meanings. In Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, we're told, "My child, if you accept my words and treasure up my commandments within you, making your ear attentive to wisdom, and inclining your heart to understanding, if you indeed cry out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." In these if-then statements, we hear how God talks about various promises and the conditions of those promises. Whereas if we look at Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28, we're affirmed, "See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today, and the curse, if you do not obey the commands of the Lord your God, but turn away from the way that I am commanding you today, to follow the other gods that you have not known." In these statements, we hear how we are given the opportunity to have choices and told what consequences may come about from making those different choices. And in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, we're promised, if we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And in chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, it's proclaimed, if we obey his commands, whoever says, I have come to know him, but does not obey his commands, is a liar, and in such a person the truth does not exist. But whoever obeys his word, truly, in this person, the life of God has reached perfection. By this we may be sure that we are in him. In these statements, we hear about the true character of God. So then, what is the purpose of the if-then statements in our reading today? They're not about creating this cause and effect timeline. They're not about saying, if we do something, then this is going to happen. And they're not about us being able to grab God's attention. Rather, they serve as a reminder for us of how we are to follow God's commands and the life that comes from living such a holy life. The first statement we have of removing the yoke, no longer pointing the finger or speaking of evil, tells us and reminds us that we are to do justice for the poor. We are to participate in work that brings people towards God and towards the church instead of turning them away or distancing ourselves from them. We all recognize injustices that are present in our lives and the world today and are called to be the voice that speaks up to say, I'm not okay with putting others down to get ahead. God tells us over and over again that we, as brothers and sisters in Christ, are called to support and love one another. The way that we truly show that love is through offering food to the hungry, through clothing the naked, visiting those who are isolated or cast out by society, and welcoming the stranger into this family. I know here at St. Paul, you all do those things, maybe without even realizing. The quilts that you make for Lutheran World Relief go to protect and warm individuals who may not otherwise have that comfort. You provide for Turning Point and Anchor House and provision ministries to give families in need food and goods that we readily have access to in our everyday lives. You all stepped up to volunteer to help me unpack my moving truck, being adaptable and patient as those plans changed many times. And you have welcomed me into this community with open arms and warm invitations. Through you all, the ministries you participate in, and the faith journeys that you bring forward, God is stepping into the difficult times in our lives, in the church, in the community, to have God's presence be known and felt through everything that we faced. We're told that through doing all of this work, especially here at St. Paul's, we tend to the needs of the afflicted, which God then tells us means our lights will rise in the darkness. And while we do this work extensively, it can be overwhelming and tiresome. So God encourages us to take a Sabbath. God promises if we refrain from trampling the Sabbath, if we honor it and call it a delight, then we will take delight in the Lord. We live in a time and a place where rest is viewed as being weak and something that delays our outcome. Companies do not want to pause production in order to maximize their revenue. Families hardly have time to eat a meal together with jobs, sports, activities, and school. And farmers work from sunup to sundown in order to maximize their profit on their crops and goods. As humans, we can all struggle to take a break when needed. We only see the end goal and we push and push and push until we are able to get there to then restart with a new goal. But research actually shows us that taking a break and having some rest allows us to come back to our tasks more fully refreshed and motivated, leading to higher rates of productivity and higher satisfaction out of our jobs and responsibilities. When we take a break and respect that Sabbath, we practice holiness in a way that is fully pleasing to God. Our rest allows God to lead us back towards our own delight in the Lord. But even knowing these promises of life that come from listening to God's command, we all can still struggle. We're human. None of us are perfect. But God still has grace for that. God promises that we're never alone in this work. God remains with us always in good times and in struggles. God provides us with abundant blessings and gives us the chance to choose and shape our work, bringing our gifts forward into all that we do. God remains present with us through and in all that work that we do, telling us who God truly is and showing us the forgiving, loving, grace-filled person of God. And nowhere does God say, "If you listen to my commands, then I will forgive you," or "If you follow me perfectly, then I will never leave you." God does not say, "If you love others the way you love yourself, then I will love you." God is not a matter of if-then conditions. God chooses us all, leading us towards lives that are holy and pleasing, and God forgives us when we mess up, because we all do, and that is okay. God teaches and guides us. God brings us in that love unconditionally, so that we're able to take that out into the world. Join me in prayer. Let us pray for the church, creation, and the whole people of God, for God is near. Gracious God, we thank you for all that you do in our lives. We give thanks for the people who gather together in this St. Paul community to support and encourage your love and ministry in our world. We celebrate all the ways that you make your presence known to us all, through the butterflies and bumblebees that pollinate our crops, to the farm animals that keep our properties lively, to the food that we're able to share with one another that keeps us all nourished. We ask that you step into the lives and spaces of individuals who feel alone or are struggling. We ask that you make your presence known and healing touch upon them. Bless the work that this congregation does in the community and world so that we all may go out and be your holy servants. We ask and pray for all of this in your holy name. Amen. The love of God abound in you. The grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ, fill your hearts, and the life of the Spirit bless you and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and live by the Spirit.